Merci d'offrir aux membres.
President, thank you for giving members of the group this opportunity to explain to you progress that has been made over the past years. We also wish to take this opportunity of thanking the UNDDG for Disarmament Affairs, Madam Nakamitsu, for the kind words addressed to France and Namibia in her opening comments. Excellencies, delegates, colleagues, as you know, in 2021, the Lausanne Action Plan included issues relating to gender and diversity in our work for the first time. In accordance with that plan of action, and in order to strengthen the operational aspect of all of this, states' parties, by consensus, declared themselves to be in favour of the establishment of gender focal points. For a year now, the first gender focal points have been clarifying their mandate, and you can find details of this in the document before you, Terms of Reference. This is document CCM MSP 2022 WP3. We worked on this all year, and members of our group have undertaken a number of different actions and activities. Firstly, they looked at where we stand in terms of the integration of gender within the various mechanisms that already exist. We got in touch with the secretariat of different conventions, conferences, and treaties relating to disarmament and relating to the UN more broadly here in Geneva. So we took stock of what we already have. The focal points went on to undertake bilateral consultations with around a dozen researchers from Geneva who are researching gender issues. As well as that, they looked at documents produced in the past, particularly documents on gender and diversity, and those were of great assistance to us in our work. We should also note that we try to include some kind of benchmarking of gender information in the transparency reports. This is something the focal points tried to do, having analysed the reports over the past couple of years. However, they found that the information provided was rather piecemeal when it came to gender, and we therefore call upon states to provide more information on gender in future. All of these things made it possible for the gender focal points in the intersessional period to submit to member states a Rev Zero of Terms of Reference, a first draft then. And this brought together a number of comments that were then submitted, and we took note of all the suggested amendments. We actually undertook around 20 different sessions of bilateral consultations with interested delegations. The gender focal points made a number of concessions, as many as were required, to make it possible for us to reach consensus and to maintain unity among states' parties to this convention. We therefore hope that as a result of this, the final version of this paper will be such as to be approved by all member states. Lastly, the gender focal points in the course of the year were three times invited to provide information on their work to a broader public, and we were able to do that. We had various sessions involving national governments, young people, academics, and NGOs, and we'd like to thank all of those who invited us and who have shown their confidence in us, and we would encourage future focal points to work just as transparently and inclusively. All that remains is for me to thank the presidency, as well as the ISU. I thank the presidency, his team, and the ISU for their tireless support to all members of our group. And you supported us in each and every one of our projects. Thank you.